Hello, everybody. Let me be the first to welcome you to opening night for your UMBC Retrievers as we are here for the UMBC Ice Hockey 2021 opener, Steve Berman Memorial Game between your UMBC Retrievers and the Maryland Terrapins here at the Ice Gardens in Laurel, Maryland. I'm Griffin Youngs. I will be your color commentator as we get ready for the action between your UMBC Retrievers and the Maryland Terrapins. Head coaches for your UMBC Retrievers, head coach Derek Ulrich with assistant coach Lee Lynch, Spencer Reiber, and goaltending coach Ryan Bates. Now we are underway with puck drop here at the Ice Gardens between UMBC and Maryland. Puck brought into the corner behind the Maryland net as brought back to the point by Krista Lewis. Brought back to the point one more time and she'll skate it right back out to center. The pass picked off by the Terrapins. Terrapins will bring it back to the center zone as that is taken away by Scotty Collinson. Puck dumped into the Maryland corner once more and taken by Declan Dimitrev. Brings it into the zone, taking it behind the net, trying to set one up in front, broken up again by Scotty Collinson. Puck knocked into the corner. This one will be taken by James Koschel. Dumped back around the corner and taken by Brenner Granston, the defenseman, moving it into the zone. Taking it himself, one hand on his stick, over the blue line and back into the zone. Taken away by Hayden Kim. A scramble for it in the corner. This one will be brought back to the point. The shot on goal and saved by Evan Jones. The shot coming from Brenner Granston, the first shot on goal of the game, stopped by Evan Jones. 52 seconds into the game. Line changes now coming onto the ice for your UMBC Retrievers. We have Brandon Feldman, Gavin Hayes, and Ryan Lee. As this shot comes back to the point, shot wide from Micah Temanek. Puck kept into the zone but brought back out again. And Temanek keeps into the zone once more for UMBC. Dumped back into the corner. Maryland will recover it in their own corners, trying to get it out of their own zone. They barely do. UMBC retreats lest it be offside. Dumped back onto the corners and an icing, no, icing washed out. Brown, the goaltender, attempted to play the puck, a scrum for it in the corner in UMBC zone. The shot wide of the goal by Christian Jones, a shot on goal. Rebound that goes in, the puck goes in, but the net comes off its moorings. No goal. The puck, referee signals no goal on the play. We will have another faceoff. Now they do signal goal. Bit of a confusion on the play. Seems that Maryland has indeed struck first in this one. Unless now they signal no goal. A lot of confusion happening here on the ice as the goal now officially does come off of the board. We remain 0-0, 90 seconds into this game. Line changes for both sides now as slight delay in the faceoff circle here as both teams figure out their line combinations. Faceoff will now be taken. Once again, this faceoff won by UMBC. Ethan Fries wins that draw. Maryland with a shot on goal, turned aside again. Sean Brown standing on his head so far as Maryland turns up the pressure in the offensive zone. This one will come back to the point for Zach Brodsky. Brodsky passes it back out to the corner for Declan Dimitrev. This one will come back to Dimitrev at the point. He'll look back over to the corner. The shot gets taken, stopped by Brown, and he covers for the whistle. This game is dedicated to the memory of Steve Berman, one of the foundational members of this UMBC hockey team. Unfortunately, passed away a short time ago on August 2021. We will be discussing him at several points throughout this game as the puck dropped once more. Dominic DeAngelis tries to get it out of the zone. This shot from the point goes wide once again by Maryland. Working Maryland back behind the point once again. This one will come back to the point. Worked back into the corner to be taken by Zach Brodsky. Brodsky will take it into the corner and dump it behind the net. Knocked off the puck by Brenner Granston before getting it back in the zone. Maryland all over the puck here with the zone time. This shot comes over by Brown off the post. Maryland still keeps it into the zone. The shot beat Brown, but UMBC able to get it out of the zone without a goal on the board. Now, once again, it is Declan Dimitrev taking it behind the Maryland net, looking to start a rush here for the Terrapins. as now once again Zach Brodsky still on the ice for the Terrapins as he glides around Gavin Hayes, dumps it right to the middle, and the backhand is turned aside by Sean Brown once more. Declan Dimitra back at the point with a slap shot that goes wide, the puck bouncing out in front, the rebound stopped again by Brown. Dumped out of the zone once more to be played at the other end by Maryland goaltender Evan Jones. Line changes for both sides as Maryland looks to start another rush. Zach Brodsky stays on the ice and chases it down into the zone for the Terrapins. He has been on the ice the entire game so far as we are just 3:10 into this one. The shot from the point gets blocked by Dylan Schaub, now taken this time by Carter Kelly. Kelly dumps it back to Ryan Trott, as this one is taken back at the point once more and dumped back again to Trott. Trott will dump it back to the point for Andrew Crud. Crud on the board still. The shot rings off the outside of the post. The save by Brown. This one once again will be taken by Ruben Rodriguez behind the net. UMBC looking to start something here as Ryan Lee takes it into the zone. Cuts to the middle for the shot. Rebound in front and two shots saved by Evan Jones. Ryan Lee with the rush to the net, the rebound by Scotty Collinson, but Evan Jones up to the task as he stops both and gets the whistle. Line changes now for both sides and a fresh faceoff coming for both sides. 16:13 remaining here in the first period. Still no score, even with the confusion from earlier. It is 0-0. Faceoff for UMBC will be taken by Ethan Freeze. This one back to the point, kept in, just barely couldn't keep it in, is Ryan Lee as the puck leaves the zone. A scrum for it on the corner boards with Lee. This one taken in by Ethan Freeze. The shot to the middle, turned aside by Jones. The rebound in front, and he covers again. A beautiful shift for Ethan Freeze as he barely just gets stopped by Evan Jones. The shot just barely stopped by the blocker. He covers for another whistle. 15:58 to go in the first period. Another faceoff in the Maryland zone. UMBC looking to keep up the pressure and counter Maryland's earlier attack as this they win the faceoff once more for Scotty Collinson. UMBC turns it over, but they keep it in the zone. A beautiful play by Micah Temenak to keep it in. Maryland now able to get it out, be played in the UMBC zone, looking for another rush with Ryan Lee. This one dumped in past Scotty Collinson. Nobody touched it. It will be an icing as the puck will now come down into the Maryland zone once more. UMBC will look to get this puck out again and keep the momentum going. Maryland able to get some fresh players on the ice. UMBC must stay on because of the icing. Faceoff coming here, won by UMBC. This one will come back all the way to the point. Missing number 12, Cooper Fogius. This one will come all the way down to be played by goaltender Evan Jones behind his own net. He'll dump it back to Carter Kelly at the point. This one will be taken by Maryland, looking to start a rush here as Alex Dieta dumps it back to the point. Carries it into the zone. It will be offside on Maryland. Faceoff coming once again with 15:22 to go in the first period. Lining up for the faceoff for UMBC is Gavin Hayes. Tie up along the boards by Hayes. This faceoff will be won by Zach Brodsky and Ben Knight taking it into the corner. The shot turned aside by Brown. The rebound turned aside by Brown again. Two shots turned aside by Sean Brown, keeping Maryland off the board and keeping this a 0-0 game. Another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone to be taken by Gavin Hayes. Draw will be won by UMBC, but kept in the zone by Maryland as Cooper Fogias brings it into the middle. Fogias will bring it on the wraparound. The shot turned aside by Sean Brown. That shot coming from Zach Brodsky. The shot once again turned aside by Brown. A shot from the point. It's going to be dumped back to the point around again for Zach Brodsky and taken around the corner by Brenner Granston. Granston loses it along the board. It's a turnover. Maryland bringing it in here. The shot saved by Brown up over the net. A big save by the captain, Sean Brown, to keep this game scoreless. The puck bouncing around the side of the net to be picked up again by Brenner Granston. Able to get it out of the zone. UMBC looking for a rush of their own here. The puck moved ahead for James Poschel, just out of his reach to be played by Evan Brown at the other end. He will freeze the puck for a whistle to get line changes for both teams with 14:24 to go in the first period. Taking the face off this time for UMBC will be Ethan Freeze. Slight delay, Maryland a bit overzealous on the draw. Maryland does win the draw this time, looking to get the puck out of the zone and start a rush the other way, but it's kept in by Scotty Collinson, bringing it into the middle on his forehand, turned aside. This one will be taken by Jonathan Ricci. Big hit along the boards for Dylan Schwab. Referee has his arm up. Interference looks to be the call. We will have a power play coming up here momentarily. We will see on who just a moment when they escort them to the box. 14-11 still to go in the first period. Still scoreless. Some chances for both sides. Momentum traded. Back and forth it will be. Scotty Collinson going to the box. 2 minutes for interference. Maryland will be going on the power play. The first power play of the game here. Big moment here for UMBC on the penalty kill to keep some momentum on their side and keep Maryland off the board. Sean Brown will need to probably come up with some big saves here as Maryland brings out some of their heavy hitters for this early power play. Draw one over to Scott Brodsky. This shot will be taken by Brown. The big rebound out to the point comes back to Dylan Declan Dimitra. The puck out in front again. Turned aside. A wide open net but broken up by Micah Temenek, saving a sure goal for Maryland. A big defensive play by Temenek to keep this game scoreless. Only 20 seconds down in the penalty. The puck still in the Maryland zone, looking to start a rush here as this one is now brought ahead out of the reach of Koper Fojas, and Fraze once again will dump this puck down to kill some more time on this penalty kill. Maryland keeping this puck behind the net for now, dumping it on along the boards. This puck will be taken by Maryland up the boards, hit along the boards by Dominic DeAngelis, trying to break this puck free in the corner. A bit of a scrum behind the net. Ryan Lee will take this puck and try to dump it out of the zone. Shorthanded, looking to get a bit of a rush here as he brings it into the zone himself. Dumps it into the corner. This one will be covered by Evan Jones. Fantastic penalty kill work from UMBC so far. 58 seconds into this power play, forcing Evan Jones to cover up on a rush by Ryan Lee. Looking to kill a bit more time here as the puck will stay in the Maryland zone for the faceoff. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Ethan Fraze. This puck is won by Maryland back to Koper Fojas. They'll move it up to the point for Zach Brodsky. Brodsky will dump it back to Fojas, looking to start something around the boards here. Fojas will carry it into the zone himself and dump it off into the corner for Alex Dieta. Fojas will dump it back again. This one will be taken by Andrew Cudd. Scrum along the boards, dumped along to the backboards as Grantston and Maryland will battle for it behind the net. Keeping it in the zone is Zach Brodsky with a shot that goes wide of the goal. Nothing doing on this one for Maryland so far, but they're getting their looks here. This one taken behind the net, setting up for Brodsky again. Deflected wide by Brenner Grantston. The shot does not count. No save needed for Brown as the puck is dumped out by Brandon Feldman. 17 seconds to go on the penalty kill for UMBC as this puck is dumped into the zone, just out of reach to be taken by Brenner Grantston once more. Looks for an opportunity as he takes this puck over the center line, now over the blue line, looking for an opportunity here, maybe something shorthanded. Bandits the play as he circles it back to the point. Now another shot goes wide, no save needed for Jones there. Penalty killed for UMBC, a big penalty kill. Maryland had some looks, but UMBC and Sean Brown, the goaltender, stand tall as this one is taken by Ethan Freeze to the point. This one is taken away and knocked aside from Evan Jones as Maryland will now move this one up the point. Unable to get the puck out of the zone is Jordan Kearney. This one will be dumped back behind the net once more for Kyle Abosch of the Maryland Terrapins. This puck will be dumped all the way down and it will be an icing on Maryland. Puck will come back down to the Maryland zone as UMBC will look to take advantage of tired Maryland players. They cannot get a line change. Fresh players on the ice for UMBC looking to break this tie after a big penalty kill. Both goaltenders have made their share of saves so far. Jones and Brown have traded some very spectacular saves early on. This puck is won by UMBC, but it will go all the way back down into the zone to be taken by Christian Jones. Back behind their own net now is James Poeschel. Maryland now with the puck and in control in the UMBC zone as this puck is thrown to the net by Kyle Abosch and saved easily by the captain, Sean Brown. Shots on goal so far in this game for University of Maryland, 11 for UMBC, 6. Still scoreless with 11:23 to go in the first period of this game. Line changes for both sides now after the cover by Brown. This faceoff won by UMBC and taken by Ryan Lee in the corner. Maryland looking to keep the puck in the zone. Collision on the board by Lee and James Poschel of the UMBC Retrievers. This one will be number 25, Ryan Trott of the Terrapins, bringing it back to the point once more. Declan Dimitrev over to Carter Kelly, moving it behind his own net. This one will be moved out in front again. Puck loose in the crease to be covered by Sean Brown. Defensive play deflects this skate. Easy cover by Sean Brown. This game remains scoreless for now. Line changes for UMBC as Maryland continues to put some pressure on in the offensive zone. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Brady Toms. And taking the faceoff opposite him for Maryland will be Alex Dieta. Puck is down, one by UMBC. Looking to get it out of the zone here, dumped out by Micah Temenek. Maryland gets it back at the center line, dumps it into the zone to be taken by Ryan Lee behind his own net. Pressure on by Declan Dimitrev. So now will be taken by Ethan Fraze. Couldn't get out of the zone, kept in by number 37, Joe Hutchinson. To be dumped behind the net for number 39, Alex Dieta of the Terrapins. Taken away behind the net by Brady Toms once more. Dumped to the middle, puck to the outside. The puck will squirt out of the own zone. Maryland looks to start another rush at the center line. Pressure on by UMBC, looking to start a rush the other way as this puck is taken away in their own zone. Potential turnover here as Terrapins cut into the zone. A shot turned aside by Brown on the corner. Keep this game scoreless. The puck squirts out again. Bit of an odd man rush for Maryland there, but Brown stands tall to keep this game scoreless as this one is brought in by Trevor Desai. And this one saved once again by Sean Brown. Up to 14 shots on goal for the Maryland Terrapins. Brown has been able to stand to them all as we reach the halfway point of the first period. 9:57 to go in the first. Still scoreless as Maryland turning the pressure on here in the last 5 minutes. Looking to break this scoreless tie and get on the board first in this matchup. This draw will be won by UMBC and Philip Crum, taken behind their own net, looking to start a rush the other way, just out of the reach. It'll come right to the goalie, number 57, Evan Jones of the Terrapins, and covered for another faceoff in the Maryland zone. UMBC will look to start some offensive zone time now and try to answer the momentum that Maryland has been gaining in their own zone. Faceoff will once again be taken by Ethan Frez. This one will be won back to the point for Krista Lewis. She takes a shot from the point that gets deflected wide. Chased down into the corner by James Poschel. Once again, it will be Ethan Fraze behind his own net. The wraparound try in front, turned aside by Jones. Puck under the leg of number 10, Christian Jones, and able to kick it into the corner once more. UMBC keeps the puck in their own zone here. This will be Ethan Fraze again, getting it in front of their own net. Puck in the crease, still loose. Trying to bang away at it, and no, nothing doing there. The puck squirts behind the net and dumped away out of the zone into the skates of Gavin Hayes, and it's a rush the other way for Maryland. Taken down by Brenner Grantson. A big defensive play to stop the breakaway and keep Maryland off the board, shutting down Jordan Kearney in front of the net. The puck in front, and they score! Jordan Kearney with a deflection in front of the net. The cross ice crease goes in. Maryland takes the 1-0 lead. Number 11, Jordan Kearney on the cross ice feed. Nobody on him. Beats Sean Brown and trickles into the net. 1-0 for Maryland. 9:03 to go in the first period. A bit of a lost coverage in front of Brown. The Terrapins capitalize for the first goal of the game. UMBC will look to respond now as the puck goes right back down. The faceoff is won by Maryland, looking to make it two here as they can't really get it into their own zone, and taken back by Ryan Lee. Lee will dump it back on the corner for Brandon Feldman. Feldman will dump it behind his own net to be taken by number 9, Declan Dimitrev. Scrum forward along the corner, keeping it in the Maryland zone is UMBC, looking to answer here as this one dumped behind the net by Gavin Hayes. Maryland able to pick it up, looking to start a rush from their own zone is number 3, John Keston. Keston will dump it into the UMBC zone and will be taken by Ryan Lee. Lee will dump it back, looking to start something here on a rush to be taken by James Poschel, bringing it ahead for Gavin Hayes in his own zone. The dump in gloved by Evan Jones. Maryland behind their own net, looking to start something once again here. Maryland with all the pressure on. This puck is dumped down, a race for it, and an icing on Maryland as Ryan Lee wins the foot race against John Keston for the icing. This puck will be kept in the Maryland zone. UMBC able to get some fresh bodies on the ice here. Long shift for the Terrapins so far. If UMBC can capitalize here and get this game tied at 1, 8:05 still to go in the first period. It'll be Ethan Fries on the faceoff once more. This one will be won by Maryland, but shut down by UMBC. Second try does not get out of the zone, kept in by Krista Lewis. Lewis will dump it in. This one will be taken by Andrew Cutt of the Maryland Terrapins. This one will be able to get out of the zone and taken by Brenner Granston once more. Granston will bring it over the line, over the blue line, looking for some options here as this shot just goes wide, sits on top of the goal for the whistle. The shot just whistled wide. The crossbar took a bounce off the glass and sits on top of the net for the stoppage in play. 7:42 to go in the first period. 1-0 for the Maryland Terrapins. Shots on goal 14-8 in favor of Maryland so far. Fries will win this faceoff, but it'll be taken along the wings by Maryland. This one will be Declan Dimitriev. Dimitriev will bring it around the corner once more for Carter Kelly. Kelly will dump it back out again. And this one will be taken by Fries, looking to make some room here. Cuts to the middle for the shot, just couldn't get enough of it, and it trickles wide of the goal. No save needed from Evan Jones on there. Cooper Fojas will battle for it along the boards with Dominic DeAngelis. This one will be taken by Fries behind the net, looking to wrap it around on his back end, feeds it out in front. They score! UMBC ties the game. The feed from Ethan Fries, and this game is tied at 1. Beautiful setup by Ethan Fries in front. 7:09 to go in the first period. It is 1-1. UMBC has tied the game. Could feel the goal coming for the last several minutes. UMBC taking control of play since the goal by the Terrapins just a few moments ago. This faceoff will once again be won by the Terrapins, trying to dig it out along the boards. Maryland looking to start something once again here as it's dumped in and taken by Ryan Lee. Micah Temenak behind the net, trying to dig it out of his own zone along with teammate Ryan Lee of UMBC, trying to start a rush the other way, move it ahead to Jerome Lechassier. This one will be taken back by Maryland. Number 39, Alex Dieta, will bring it and dump it in along the corner. And once again, Lee will try to dump it out of the zone to be taken by Jerome Lechassier again. Maryland in their own zone looking to start a rush once again. Once again, another turnover. UMBC will dump it back into the zone. They cannot get past this wall of UMBC right now to start anything as they try to dump it in. Once again, UMBC will clear it out of neutral ice. Once again, Maryland looking for a line change to get some fresh bodies on the ice and maybe a little more luck at the blue line as this puck bounces out of play for a stoppage with 6:11 to go in the first period. This game tied at 1. The goal for UMBC coming from number 6, Philip Crum, the first goal of the season for UMBC to tie this game at 1. So far we have goals from number 10, Christian Jones, and number 6, Philip Crum. Shots on goal so far, still 14-8 for the Terrapins. Faceoff this time won once again by Maryland. This shot from the point just deflects wide. The rebound bounces away from Trevor Drake. Once again, UMBC able to clear the zone as Maryland will look to start fresh with another rush. Big hit from Gavin Hayes, knocks him down. This shot goes wide of the net from Jordan Kearney. Kept in the zone by Declan Dimitriev again. This one moved behind the net. Maryland able to keep it in the zone. Scrum forward along the boards, pinned to the ice by James Poschel, and to be taken by Ryan Lee. UMBC looking to start something the other way. Maryland in full control since the goal from Philip Crum so far. So far, UMBC has not been able to get any zone time since their last goal. Maryland has been in complete control as Trevor Drake brings it over the line, looking for something here as this one will be taken away by James Poschel. The shot turned aside and blocked by Krista Lewis. Now this puck taken by DeAngelis. The puck out in front and bounces wide. Couldn't get the stick on it. Was number 12, Cooper Fojas for Maryland. As this shot from the corner by Christian Jones is turned aside by Sean Brown, stopping it with the shoulder. 5:06 left in the first period. Score still tied at 1 apiece. Shots on goal, 16 for Maryland, 8 for UMBC. Maryland coach trying to bring to the refs' attention that UMBC might have had too many players. Refs didn't see it, so nevertheless, we play on. This puck comes out in front. The cross-crease pass turned aside, and this one will be poked away by Ethan Fries again, trying to dump it out of the zone. This one will be taken by Dominic DeAngelis. 2-on-1 for UMBC. DeAngelis down the wing. The shot turned aside by Jones. This one, the puck comes out in front again, just out of the reach of Ethan Fries, to be taken by Krista Lewis at center ice once more. Best chance of the game outside of the goal for UMBC. A 2-on-1 with the shot from DeAngelis that just was stopped by Evan Jones and turned aside to the corner. This puck will be taken behind the net by Krista Lewis of UMBC, looking to start a rush for the Retrievers the other way, just out of the reach of Fries and taken once again by Maryland. This will be Connor Cudd dumping it into the middle. UMBC will take it back. It's Fries again. 2-on-3 for UMBC, looking to make something happen here. Fries' shot gets blocked by Andrew Cudd. Fries still has it behind the net, looking to center it on the backhand off the back of the cage, and Cudd will pick it up once again as he absorbs a hit by LeChassier. This puck will be moved down again by number 13, Kyle Abosh of the Terrapins, as he moves it ahead to Cooper Fojas, deking it along to the outside. Fojas cuts to the middle. The shot turned aside by the captain, Sean Brown. A big save on the odd man rush to keep this game tied still. Schaub will dump it along to the outside, right to the stick of number 12, Cooper Fojas, for Maryland. Maryland looking to start something once again here as this puck bounces wide to the corner, and it will be an icing on the Terrapins with 3:28 to go in the first period. Score still tied at 1 apiece. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Brandon Feldman. As this puck comes back out to the corner to be battled for on the outside by LeChassier. Maryland comes away with the puck. This puck's progress is stopped once again by none other than Ryan Lee. Breaking up several defensive plays so far here tonight. Lee has been a stalwart so far in this first period defensively. This puck could not be pushed by Maryland. UMBC keeps it into the zone to none other than Ryan Lee. Lee will take it back into his own zone, waiting patiently to make something happen here as he dumps it back to Feldman. This puck will be taken by Dimitrev, bringing it into the zone for Maryland. And this one, puck to the outside, a race for it puck with Feldman, and with Trott the other way. Feldman tries to center this puck to the net, turned aside by Feldman with his skate. Maryland starting a rush the other way. This puck is turned aside, two men down on the ice. Still scrumming for it here as Maryland comes away with the puck. Whistle and another faceoff come in for a hand pass on Micah Temanak. He will go to the box for a delay of game. Once again, that is Temanak going to the box. 2 minutes for delay of game. Second power play of the period for the Maryland Terrapins. UMBC still looking for their first. That'll be a 2-minute penalty with 2 minutes and 31 seconds left to go in this first period. Maryland looking to break this 1-1 tie before we go back to the locker rooms for the first intermission. This draw will be won by Drake for the Terrapins. Back to the point now to the outside for Knight with a shot turned aside by Brown. Once more continuing to stand on his head so far in this first period. That will be the 18th shot on goal for the Terrapins this period. Face off once again to the left of Brown in the Maryland zone to be taken by Trevor Drake of the Terrapins. This draw is won back to the point. UMBC looking to get out of the zone. They cannot, kept in. Brown turns aside. A dribbler from the point is this one now for Lewis, trying to get this puck out of the zone, looking to start maybe a shorthanded chance the other way, just out of the reach of Fries, but precious penalty time killed on the penalty kill for the Retrievers. Maryland looking to start a rush on the power play here as this one read beautifully by Brenner Granston, but Maryland able to get the puck back, dumping it to the middle, the outside of the net, and that one just trickles wide of the goal. Good defensive play by Lewis in front to keep that puck away from her own net. Maryland still keeping it in the zone here, looking to set something up to the outside on the backhand, turned aside by Brown, falls down the crease, but able to keep the puck away and cleared out of the zone by UMBC. 1 minute to go in the penalty and 90 seconds left in the first period. Maryland getting their opportunities here, but both Brown and the defense standing strong on this penalty kill. This one brought to the outside, dumped to the middle, clearing pass turned aside by Brown, still keeping the puck to the outside here as this one back to the point. The slap shot on the way, blocked in front. Looks like it hit a Maryland player in front. He's smarting as he goes to the bench there. That was number 13, Kyle Abush, getting that slap shot to the shoulder as he goes right to the bench. Maryland keeps possession of the puck, but UMBC is able to clear. 30 seconds to go on this penalty. 1 minute left in the first period. This one brought onto the outside by Jordan Kearney. Time winding down on the penalty kill. This puck will be kept in by Kearney and circled back to the point, but broken up once again. Brown stops a sneaky pass that almost went in off of his skates. This puck once again in the crease. And the rebound out in front. Still battling for it. They cannot get it away. Big saves by Brown and big play broken up by Gavin Hayes in front. They cannot get the puck through as UMBC kills off the penalty. Once more, we are back to even strength with 26 seconds to go in the first period. This puck cut over and another shot by number 4, Andrew Cudd, turned aside by Sean Brown. That will be the 22nd shot that Brown has faced here in the first period. He has stopped 21 of them compared to just 11 shots for UMBC so far in this first period. An outstanding goaltending performance in the first period so far from Brown. Maryland with the faceoff in the UMBC zone, looking to make something happen with 21 seconds left. This draw is won by Maryland, dumped behind the net. This trickler goes wide of the goal, trying to keep it in. They cannot get the puck out of the zone. This puck is now out of the zone. 13 seconds left in the period. 3-on-3 the other way as this puck, Philip Crum, unable to corral this puck and bring it down at the other end. 5 seconds and 4. And Maryland will slowly dump this puck out as the first period comes to a close, tied at a goal apiece. First intermission here at the Ice Gardens here in Laurel, Maryland. UMBC and Maryland tied at a goal apiece. Maryland controlling the play so far with the majority of puck possession, but UMBC able to keep them off the board for the most part and answer back with one of their own. Now, this game is dedicated to the memory of Steve Berman, as I mentioned earlier. Steve did grow up in Columbia and was one of the founding members of this UMBC ice hockey team, acted as the representative for the team that worked with the school to ensure that the program had what it needed to succeed. And during his time, he would captain multiple teams and was a major contributor on the ice. His hard work in the early years of this program enabled the team to continue to grow and see success competing at the collegiate level. At August 4th, 2021, Steve unfortunately passed away after a 5-year battle with mantle cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and glioblastoma. He leaves behind his wife and best friend Sheila and his 3 children, Patrick, Bailey, and Julia, and his 2 dogs, Lola and Ella. A fund to help college expenses for his children has been established, and donations are welcomed in lieu of flowers. Checks can be made out to Lewis Berman Children Trust and mailed to P.O. Box 553, Hurstville, Virginia 22473, or to the donation box that was present at this game. Hard to understate the impact that Steve Berman had on this organization over the last few decades, and he will be missed dearly as UMBC plays its first game in his passing. And we are now back for the second period of action between UMBC and the Maryland Terrapins. Game still tied at 1 apiece. Opening faceoff won by UMBC, but taken back by Maryland in the zone and brought ahead once again, looking to make an odd man rush here, but is broken up by Grantston. Maryland does bring it over the line. This one broken up by Grantston once more, making 2 strong defensive plays to keep the shot away from Brown, as Grantston will now take it himself over the blue line, looking to set something up here as this shot is turned aside by Evan Jones and into the mesh for a whistle. A big shift for Brenner Grantston, breaking up 2 passes and the shot to the net, breaking the puck all the way through and getting the shot to the shoulder of Evan Jones before being shrugged aside into the netting for the whistle. 29 seconds into the second period. Ethan Freese back out onto the ice for UMBC, their main faceoff guy. Won half of his faceoff so far tonight. He wins this other one as this puck comes back to Temenek at the point. This shot deflects wide. 2 good chances for UMBC early in this second period, looking to break this draw. This puck is once again kept in by Ryan Lee. A scrum forward on the board is able to keep it in and dump it back to the point. This shot is blocked and trickles wide of the goal. Posha will battle for it along the boards, trying to keep this puck in his own end. He'll dump it along the boards, and it will be taken by Cooper Foges. Foges will unable to get it out of the zone. This one kept in by UMBC. Lee with a shot off the outside of the cage. A strong shot as this shot from number 22, Scotty Collinson, is turned aside into the mesh for another whistle. A strong opening minute for UMBC. They muster four shots on goal so far already and testing Evan Jones so far, trying to break this tie in their favor in their first game of the season and get off to a strong start to this 2021-22 season. They win the faceoff again. It's Ethan Fraze in the corners once more, battling for it along the way. Once more with number 39 of Maryland, Alex Vieta. This one back to the front once more, dumping it back to the outside. And once again, it will be taken by Maryland and dumped out of the zone. A big hit from Micah Temenak. Looks like he took the worst of it, though, trying to lay down Zach Brodsky. Big collision along the boards. Temenak stretching his neck out a bit here. Looks to be all right. He will stay on the ice for the coming faceoff here. Bit of a heartfelt moment between the players. Temenak patting number 19, Zach Brodsky, on the shoulder following the hit along the boards. Two of them share a laugh as we get ready for the faceoff here back in the Maryland zone. UMBC, they lose the faceoff here, trying to able to keep it into the outside once more. This one brought back to the outside. It's a 2-3-on-1 for Maryland. Brought back to the middle, the pass across, the feet in front. They score! Trevor Drake with the goal for Maryland on the pass across by Zach Brodsky. And a minute 40 into the second period, Maryland has taken a 2-1 lead. An odd man rush the other way. And Maryland, for the second time tonight, has the lead. Looks like a bit of a turnover at center ice for UMBC. And it is Trevor Drake with his first goal of the game to break the tie for the Terrapins. UMBC with some work to do here in the second period to get this one back after their strong start. First shot on goal of the period for the Terrapins on the odd man rush. Ends up in the back of the net as they win the faceoff once more. Looking to make it two as they bring it over the line. As Maryland brings it back again, the shot turned aside by Brown on Carter Kelly. This one will be worked back to the point once more. The shot, they score again! The shot by Declan Dimitrov squirts underneath the pad of Sean Brown. And just like that, it is 3-1 for the Maryland Terrapins. Dimitrov with his first goal of the game after plenty of opportunities. The shot through the screen, stayed on the ice, and sneaks through the pads of Brown. 3-1 for the Terrapins. 18:09 still to go in the second period. That will be two goals in 21 seconds for the Terrapins as they win the faceoff once more, looking for an opportunity to make it three in a row. This one is brought in by Carter Kelly once more, trying to break it open. Here they score again! That is three goals. This one from Ryan Trott, set up by Carter Kelly. And 2 minutes into the second period, it is 4-1 for the Maryland Terrapins. They have broken this game open here. That is three goals in just about 30 seconds for the Terrapins. Goals from Trevor Drake, Ryan Trott, and Declan Dimitrov to make this a 4-1 game. All of a sudden, 1-1 coming out of the first period. Now just 2 minutes into the second, it is 4-1 as UMBC understandably takes a timeout here to get themselves settled. A couple defensive breakdowns, ends up in the back of their net. Not much that Sean Brown could do on those. And UMBC's got a hole to climb out of now. They've worked hard for their first goal in the first period. And now they got to get three of them with 18 minutes to go in the second period and try to slow down the momentum of the Terrapins. Timeout, UMBC. Timeout over for UMBC as they take the ice once more, looking to answer the momentum of the Terrapins as all of a sudden this has turned into a 4-1 game in favor of the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland has broken this game open here. UMBC needs an answer in a big way here and preferably soon. And one more goal from Maryland here. This game might start to feel out of control. UMBC does win the draw, but a turnover in the neutral zone to Maryland, looking to start once again. This puck picked off by none other than Ryan Lee, who starts the puck the other way for Brady Toms. Toms dumps it into the middle. That one picked off on the outside. Maryland looking to start a rush the other way. It's a 3-on-3 taken by number 13, Kyle Abosh. Abosh to the middle. He's knocked down by Brenner Granson along the boards. Puck knocked free, but kept into the zone. Miscommunication there. The shot turned aside by Brown, able to cover that one and dump it into the zone. Now a rush the other way for Ethan Fraze. There in the middle for the shot, turned aside. The rebound kicked into the corner, saved by Evan Jones to stop UMBC from getting back into this one too quickly. This one comes back to the point. Lewis loses it along the blue lines as she tries to make something happen here. Tried to dump it back, twirls to the middle, able to dump it in the zone before it's picked up by number 12 of Maryland, Cooper Fojas. He is taken down And is there a penalty upcoming here on UMBC? They blow the whistle. Does not seem to be anything coming here as Fojas goes down. Line changes for both sides. Referees say that was clean, and that looks to be the case. Line changes for both sides. 17:03 to go in the second period. It is 4-1 for the Maryland Terrapins. Mr. Albee won back to the point by UMBC, back along the boards. Big hit on the boards by Ryan Lee. Crushing hit as this shot from the point now gets blocked by... They score again! Once again, it is Declan Dimitriev with the shot that leaks through Ethan Brown, and it is 5-1 for Maryland. The shot by Zach Brodsky of the Maryland Terrapins finds its way through. 5-1 for the Maryland Terrapins here. 16:49 to go in the second period. Freeze turns aside at one end for UMBC to get them back in this game, and Maryland takes advantage at the other end. This puck will now be taken once again by Zach Brodsky, dumped along to the outside. UMBC needs an answer in a big way here if they want this game to go any way back in their favor. Puck played by a high stick, and we will have another faceoff. Two shots along the ice get through a screen. Sean Brown, not much he can do on those. Those shots are tough to track all the way through, especially when you've got three, four bodies standing in your vision. You're hoping it'll just hit someone in front, but if it doesn't, not much you can do about it, then hope and pray that it hits you. A lot of bad luck for the Retrievers so far early in the second period. Faceoff underway in the UMBC zone. This one back to Lee. Slap shot gets turned aside, takes it back to the middle as this one is taken away by Maryland, looking to start a rush the other way. Lee almost had two shots on goal there, but both blocked by the Maryland defenders. This puck taken back once again, dumped back to the middle by Gavin Hayes. And now once again, it is Poeschel taking it back to the point. Knocked down, loses his stick. Penalty coming up on the Terrapins. First power play of the game for UMBC. Poeschel draws the penalty, and it will be Maryland going to the box to kill the penalty. UMBC to their first power play of the game in desperate need of a goal to get back into this one and make it a 3-goal rather than 4-goal game. Interference call on Maryland. They will go to the box for 2 minutes. UMBC, a big opportunity here. Cannot overstate how much they need a goal here to change the momentum back. We are not even 4 minutes into this period, and all of a sudden we have gone from a 1-1 game to a 5-1 game. They need this momentum back in their favor here. Scotty Collinson wins the draw along the boards. This one will come back to Grantston Lee with a slap shot along the way. That one turned aside by Evan Jones as that puck along the ice gets through. That'll be Brenner Grantston once more. Grantston moves it over to Lee. Lee over to the point, back to Grantston still. Grantston now along the boards once more. The shot from the outside, turned aside, and up into the mesh. The shot from Dominic DeAngelis turned aside into the boards. Another face-off in the Maryland zone. UMBC wins it once more. It'll be Grantston getting this puck over to Lee. Fakes the slap shot, moves it back to Grantston. And now Grantston lines up a shot from the point over to DeAngelis. Grantston takes the shot from the point, deflected wide, turned aside on the deflection by Evan Jones. This puck cleared out of the zone, taken by Grantston at center ice. He is pressured by Kyle Labosh. Grantston gets around him and takes this puck into his own zone, looking to make something and set something up here on the power play. This shot from Grantston just goes over the net and hits the glass. Maryland takes control and dumps it down the ice with 1:11 to go on the penalty for Maryland. UMBC with some opportunities here. Can't convert. Evan Jones standing tall so far on this penalty kill for the Maryland Terrapins, as this one is Lee bringing it over the blue line, looking to set something up here as the players catch up behind him. Takes it over the center line. The shot turned aside. The rebound out in front. Still kicking loose and still can't get it through as Jones kicks that puck into the corner with help of number 98, Hayden Kim. Kim taking this puck into the corner. Kim still keeps the puck but has it taken away by Scotty Collinson. Collinson tries to center the puck. This one is able to squirt out of the zone. Grantston will take it with 35 seconds left on the Maryland penalty. Grantston holds the puck on the line, looking to wait for a line change here. He'll take it over the line himself, darts to the middle, waits for the outside of the shot that gets blocked by Declan Dimitriev. Grantston once more has it at the point, moves it over to Ryan Lee with some room at the point. He'll shoot. That one is blocked in front. The rebound in front, tried to get it through the five hole of Jones, but the puck is covered by Jones for the whistle with 14 seconds left in the penalty for Maryland. Both teams getting some fresh players out onto the ice. 14:22 to go in the second period here as Maryland looking to kill off the remaining 14 seconds of this penalty kill. UMBC looking to make something happen here with a fresh set of legs. Draw one by Maryland. Back to the point, it will be cleared all the way out of the zone, and that will do it for the power play for UMBC. Maryland keeping the momentum in their own end. 5 seconds and four, and this penalty is done for Maryland. UMBC will have to make something happen at even strength here if they want to get back in this game, as this puck is dumped in by Brandon Feldman for UMBC. Maryland now keeps it on the boards once more. Number 25 looking to set something up in front of the net here. He is knocked down onto the ice. Maryland with some room to the outside, trying to keep it back to the outside lead. This one back to the point, and the shot from Fojas is turned aside by Sean Brown for the whistle. 13:32 to go in the second period. Be some line changes for both sides here, getting some fresh legs out on the ice. UMBC has slowed down the four-goal assault of Maryland, but still yet to find an answer so far in this second period. They have had control ever since the 5-1 goal with a 2-minute power play. However, Maryland now wins this faceoff again, looking to make it 6-1 as this shot from Fojas is stopped by Brown once more, picked up in the corner by Joe Hutchinson. Number 25 for Maryland, Ryan Trott will keep it into the middle. This one will be taken away by Freeze. Falls down, the puck turned over in front, but it will be taken back by Brenner Granston, looking to make something happen here. He's got another man with him. It is DeAngelis. Granston makes a move around run. Granston with a shot to the chest of Evan Jones. A beautiful move from Granston, but unable to put it in the back of his net. He has been finding those opportunities on the rush all night long. It is only a matter of time before Granston buries one of his own at this rate. He will stay out on the ice as the puck will stay into the Maryland zone for another UMBC faceoff. Ethan Freeze will take this one, and he'll win it back for none other than Brenner Granston. As this shot from the point deflects wide on the deflection by Brady Toms. This one, Freeze will dump it back to Toms behind the net. He'll lose track of it to be picked up by Cudd for the Terrapins. Terrapins will dump it back to the outside, unable to get out of the zone yet, but now we've got a 2-on-2 the other way. Looking to break out the other way is Zach Brodsky. Cuts to the middle to his forehand, and stopped by Brown. The rebound is still loose. Can't get away at it. Brown stopping all of the rebounds in front so far, and they blow the whistle. A bit of a scrap behind the net. The shot from Zach Brodsky turned aside. Brown was unable to cover the puck. Plenty of whacks taken by Cooper Fojas of the Maryland Terrapins, unable to put home the rebound. UMBC not happy with those several whacks, several pushes behind the net. Referees have to break them up. Brown not happy with them on his own on those poke checks by number 39, Alex Dieta. Puck will stay in the UMBC zone as they will look to make it a 6-1 game. 12:43 to go in the second period here. This draw is won by the Terrapins. This puck comes over just out of the reach of Zach Brodsky for the Terrapins. Keeping it in, and this one will be taken away by Freeze. He's got to rush the other way. Ethan Freeze cutting in all alone to his forehand. He scores! Ethan Freeze on the breakaway, and UMBC is back on the board. It is a 5-2 game. A beautiful rush by Freeze to make it 5-2. He does it all himself. A turnover in the offensive zone for the Terrapins leads to a goal the other way for UMBC, and Freeze finally able to get on the board after plenty of opportunities. And now all of a sudden we've got a 3-goal game and plenty of time to go. We'll see if UMBC can make this game closer, as they still have plenty of time to work with here. We are still not at the halfway point of this game. Maryland wins the ensuing faceoff, looking to get some momentum back of their own, working it around in their own zone, slowing it down a bit. UMBC with a notable more juice in their step here following the goal as Maryland brings it back over the center line. This one will take it back to the point and now behind the net. This puck will be taken by Ryan Lee, looking to break this out of the zone. Just out of the reach, and now it's a 2-on-2 the other way. Can Brown make something happen here as this puck is turned aside? And now a big play along the boards, keeping him off the puck. He still has it, looking to make something here as this shot turned aside by Jones. What a shift from Ryan Lee. The whole rush the other way knocks his guy off the puck of the boards and gets an up-close shot on Evan Jones. Incredible shift by Lee, who has been on it all night. Every time he's on the ice, he's either knocking a play aside or getting a good shot from the point, and that was his best offensive shot of the game. It's another slap shot. He flubs that one, And now it's another rush the other way for Maryland. Everyone moving back. This will be Christian Jones the other way. This will be taken by Ryan Lee once more, trying to dump it out of the zone. As Temanek is knocked off the puck, Maryland will keep it in. They'll hold it along the corner. This shot from the line is turned aside by Brown once more. 11:28 to go in the second period. It is 5-2 for the Terrapins. A very bizarre stretch early in the second period. Four straight goals for the Terrapins early on. And so far, haven't been able to capitalize on that momentum since. UMBC back on the board with one of their own. We started this period 1-1, and so far 5-2, 11:28 to go in the second period as this draw won by UMBC. Lee loses the puck along the boards, but able to get it out all the way. Maryland able to take it back, and it will be Zach Brodsky taking it along the boards as this one is taken back once more by Ethan Fraze. This puck out in front, the rebound, they score! Trevor Drake with his second of the game. Brown lost control of the puck on the centering pass in front, bounces off of him right to the stick of Trevor Drake, who picks up his second of the night to make it 6-2 for the Maryland Terrapins with 11:11 to go in the second period. Shots on goal so far in this game as we have now reached another four-goal lead for Maryland. 37 shots on goal for Maryland, 23 for UMBC. As we start the puck once again with 11 minutes to go in the second period. This puck will be turned aside once more, taken back by Maryland in their own zone. And now Brady Toms will bring it into the middle, has it poked away off of him as Ethan Fraze will pick it back up once more. Battling along with it along the boards, taking it behind his own net, looking to set something up here as he'll dump it back to his defenseman on the boards. Trying to get it out of their own zone and make something happen. Here is none other than Brenner Granston, who brings it into his own zone. The Deke couldn't get past him to the outside. Now Maryland will start something the other way. Frustration's clearly starting to boil over with UMBC. A lot more physicality since that last goal has gone in for Maryland. A cross-check by Granston on Trevor Drake in front of the net. Drake, the last goal scorer for the Terrapins. And now we have a 2-on-2 the other way from Lewis that is broken up. Maryland's trying to make something happen here again. Puck will be once again picked up by Krista Lewis. That puck is turned over to number 26, Ruben Rodriguez of the Maryland Terrapins. As this puck will come along the boards to the outside, Rodriguez tries to throw it in front, couldn't get it through to the net. UMBC will pick it back up. DeAngelis has it blocked by his own teammate, and this puck will be all the way back out to the point for the Terrapins once more. This shot, slap shot, turned aside by Brown once more on the shot by Dimitriev. Another shot once more, the picked up in front, a big cleanup in front. That'll be Granston knocking down number 26 in front of the net. Clearly Granston unhappy with the score so far. He has picked up his physicality. Freeze tried to bring it on his forehand once more again, and he draws the penalty here. Drives himself into the net. The net comes off his moorings, and UMBC will be getting their second power play of the game on the hooking call as Freeze goes down into the net. 9:36 to go in the second period. UMBC looking to once again make this a three-goal hockey game. 2 minutes for hooking for Maryland. UMBC bringing their power guns onto the ice to try to make this a 6-3 hockey game. We'll switch circles here. Bit of a miscommunication between the refs and the players. This one will be Brandon Feldman taking this faceoff. The puck is won by Maryland into the zone, and it will be dumped back out to the point once more. Trying to get out of the zone, still can't. Kept in by Lewis. Lewis trying to keep the puck along to the outside. This one is now kept out. Lewis will keep him off the puck as Lee will take it back, looking to start it back in the Maryland zone once more for another opportunity. Lee has it behind the net. Skating with it on his backhand, set something back up to the point for Lewis. Lewis takes the shot deflected wide over the goal. Feldman with it along the boards for UMBC. This one back to Lewis. Lewis fans on the puck, still has it. Slap shot to the middle, blocked in front. This one picked up once again by Feldman. Back to Lee to the point. He'll take a slap shot from the point. That one gloved by Evan Jones of the Maryland Terrapins. UMBC still getting some looks. We have 1:14 left to go in this power play for UMBC, their second of the game. 8:50 to go in the second period. Still looking to make a bit more of a game out of this here as we get past the halfway point of this hockey game, trying to make the best of what has been a not great period so far. Five goals for Maryland here, and compared to just one for the Retrievers. This faceoff is won by Maryland. They will clear this puck up and out of the zone. No icing because of the power plate, and this one will be taken behind the net by Brenner Granson. We'll see what he can do with it here. He dekes out Kyle LaBosch behind his own net, feeds it back for Ethan Fries along the boards. Fries taking it nice and slow, looking to get it into his own zone here. Skates in with ease, takes it himself with a shot that just goes wide of the goal. This one will go all the way back down. 42 seconds left in the power play for UMBC as Granson will take it back in his own zone, trying to make another rush happen here as they take their sweet time trying to set something up here. Granson will take it himself. Looks for a shot right away as this shot trickles wide of the goal. Picked up out in front. It's Fries again. Couldn't control it. Maryland crashing the middle of the puck to take that away. Granson back to the point. He'll move it over to Lee. This one taken away. Potential shorthanded opportunity knocked down as Lee able to just get a stick on him to prevent it. And there will be a penalty coming up on Ryan Lee there. He stops the breakaway for Maryland, but ultimately cancels out the rest of this penalty. And Maryland, after the final 11 seconds of their penalty kill, will be going on the power play. Good penalty by Lee to take there, stopping a sure breakaway and what would have been a tough save for Sean Brown to make. But now we'll have 11 seconds of even strength before another Terrapins power play, looking to add to their four-goal lead here with 7:46 to go in the second period. Trevor Drake will take this face-off against Krista Lewis, and the draw will be won by the Terrapins back out to the point. They'll keep it back out to the point still, moving it pass along the boards once more for Drake. He'll cut to the middle for a shot that's turned aside by Sean Brown. Face-off will still be waiting to come out on the zone here. It will be Drake and Lewis again. This draw will be won by Lewis back out to the point. Is it taken away? Now this one behind the net to be taken by Dylan Schaub for UMBC. And can't get out of the zone. Maryland still keeps it in. A big knockdown along the point by Dominic DeAngelis. Still can't get the puck out of their own zone here. They do, just barely, and an offside called on Maryland here. The puck come back out to the neutral zone for a faceoff. Frustrations are notably picking up for UMBC at this point of the game. Never fun to be down by four goals. Physicality has increased as this draw won by Gavin Hayes. And now Drake will take it back to the point. He takes it back, drives to the middle, and scores. Trevor Drake with the hat trick for the Terrapins, and it is 7-2 for the Maryland Terrapins. 7:08 to go in the second period. That will be their sixth goal of the period, third goal of the period for Trevor Drake alone, number 91 for the Terrapins. He's got three goals and an assist on the night, 4 points with still plenty of game left to play. UMBC down by five, 7:08 to go in the second period. They've got about 27 minutes to make something happen here. That will go down as a power play goal for the Terrapins. Trevor Drake on the rush, beats Brown over the shoulder clean. Another opportunity. This one is turned aside by Brown on the shot by Jordan Kearney. UMBC a bit out of sorts on that goal, looking to just screw their heads back on straight and get back into this one. They're in this game as long as they are going right back and forth with the Terrapins, pushing them around and getting the puck into their own zone. But sometimes off those faceoffs, they have a little trouble, and that's why we're now in this five-hole deficit here. That four-goal stretch early in the second period has come back to haunt them a lot here, as they've got a lot of ground to make up here, as this slap shot from the point deflects wide on the shot from the point by Andrew Cudd, deflected by Kyle LaBosch. Cudd again will take it back to the point and move it once more for Hutchinson. Hutchinson with a shot up in the air, turned aside, play with a high stick, but Maryland plays it again. Maryland with all kinds of pressure going here. They feel the momentum their way. UMBC just trying to get this puck out of their zone. Lewis and Lee will get it out. Maryland will take the puck back, and now Krista Lewis will try to make something happen here. She's got two defensemen in front of her. She takes it over the blue line. With a shot from the point, goes wide of the goal. This one will be taken now by Crum, right to the side of the cage. Scrum forward along the boards by Crum, and Maryland will come out with it with the puck. This puck will be taken out of the zone as Maryland turns on the Jets here, looking to make another one happen here. The shot, they score! The slap shot from Jordan Kearney hits Brown in the mask and trickles behind him. And that will be the seventh goal of the period for the Terrapins. First goal of the game for Jordan Kearney. A slap shot on the two-on-two goes right over the shoulder of Sean Brown to make it an 8-2 hockey game with 6:04 to go in the second period. Some defensive breakdowns along the wing for UMBC lead to that one. Big speed for Jordan Kearney, able to get him into position to take that slap shot as UMBC does win the faceoff here, looking to make something happen here and get themselves back into this one. It is now a six-goal game as this shot from Dylan Schaub is turned aside. Now it's a one-on-one the other way for Maryland, looking to add to their lead once again here as this pass is turned aside once more. Another battle for it in the corners here as Lee, unsurprisingly, takes it away. UMBC is able to get it out of their own zone here, but Maryland still keeps the puck. A lot of room on the wings for them to work with here. A shot from the outside is turned aside by Brown. The rebound out in front blocked and goes wide into the boards. Maryland still keeps it in their own zone here. That will be number 7, Carter Kelly, keeping this puck in. Maryland still keeping it in their own zone. Once again, this shot from the point turned aside once more, knocking down in front, and there will be a scrum in front of the net. Maryland taking a bit of a run at Brown. UMBC not happy about that one bit. Everyone with a disagreement in front of the net. We'll see if there are any penalties handed out here. No one dropping the gloves as of yet. Looks like there was a bit of a penalty behind the play. Maryland will be going to the power play once more, looking to make it a 7-goal game. Two guys in the box for UMBC here as Lee goes to the box as well. Can't exactly get the word from the referees as to what happened here, but there will be some Maryland players going to the box as well. Two players in the box for UMBC, one so far for Maryland. Two offsetting penalties, one penalty that came before the play. Looks like a power play still upcoming for Maryland nonetheless. Both sides vehemently disagree with the referees, to no surprise. Lee talking to the referees about why they will be the man down here. Maryland, even though they will be going on the power play, still not happy with the fact one of their guys will be in the box after that scuffle in front of the net. But Maryland will indeed be going to the power play here, looking to add to their 6-goal lead. Ultimately, the discussion ends. It will be a Maryland power play. Two guys in the box for UMBC, one of them being, unfortunately, Ryan Lee, one of their important penalty killers. One guy in the box for Maryland. They still have their discussions in the box, not happy. Blowing kisses to each other. That is number 25, Ryan Trott. These two not happy with each other one bit. Scotty Collinson of UMBC talking in the box still with Ryan Trott, still not happy with each other. This puck back to the point once more for Maryland, keeping in their own zone, looking to add to this lead on the power play here. This one will come back to the point once more for Dmitriev. Shot from the point through the screen, saved by Brown, the screen from Alex Dieta in front of the net. This still turned aside. Collinson and Trott still going at it in the box here. Maryland still with some time to kill on the penalty here. Clock not started up on the scoreboard. Unsure of how much time is left on this. Still, undoubtedly still over half of this penalty kill to go for UMBC, trying to make this a bit more respectable later on to kill off this penalty to keep this from being a 7-goal game. Bit of a delay on the faceoff here. It'll be Trevor Drake. Trevor Drake with 3 goals so far in this game for Maryland, looking to add to his total and make it 4. Delay here as the scoreboard clock gets fixed. Penalty clock apparently will not start right now. Still up is 2 minutes on the board right now. 4:30 to go in the second period still. 8-2 for the Maryland Terrapins. Clock does eventually get sorted out as UMBC wins this draw. And taken back by Maryland in their own zone, looking to slow down and start another rush here on the man advantage. This puck will be taken back once more, pressured by DeAngelis. Maryland will take it over their own line, number 9, Dmitriev. This one will be taken back by Freeze after the hit by Brenner Grantson on the boards. This puck will be cleared all the way out by Freeze. Maryland will start again in their own zone along the side. Maryland taking it back to the middle of the outside. This one will be taken back. Maryland dumps it back out again, slowly passing it back to each other. A bit of a slingshot here, trying to start up now. Number 19, Zach Brodsky, wheels it back to the point for Hayden Kim. Back to the point once more. Trevor Drake, the hat trick scorer so far in this game, drives to the middle for another shot up in the air. Goes right back to him behind the net. The puck out in front and is covered by Brown on a nice little play in front. 24 seconds left for UMBC to kill on this penalty kill. Everyone will change players here for a fresh set of legs with 3:35 to go in the second period. 8-2 for the Maryland Terrapins. Face-off is set. Draw is won by Maryland on the boards. This one brought out to the point, but out of reach for Fojas, and back out to the point. Maryland will have to start again. 15 seconds left on the penalty kill for UMBC here. This one back to the point once more to be taken back by Brandon Feldman. Feldman dumps it to the net. That one turned aside. Feldman will keep it along the boards. Big collision along the boards as Maryland is eventually able to take it back. Maryland moves it back behind their own cage. Now dumping it back to the middle. Penalty is over for UMBC, back to even strength as this shot turned aside by Brown on the shot from Jordan Kearney on his backhand. A nice little glove save for the 18-year veteran captain. UMBC will get some fresh legs onto the ice. 2:54 left to go in the second period. Trying to make something happen here to maybe shorten that deficit a little bit before we get to the final 20 minutes of the third period. Everyone over the boards, ready for another face-off back in the UMBC zone that will be won by UMBC, but kept in the zone by Maryland as this shot from Fojas is turned aside by Brown for another cover. Shots on goal in the game, 50 for Maryland to 26 for UMBC. Brown has stopped 42 of them. Might not be a great night on the scoreboard, but he has still made some outstanding saves to keep this game from being even worse for UMBC so far. 42 saves on 50 shots is still nothing to be ashamed of so far, as UMBC is now able to get control of this puck. James Poschel will bring it over the line and dump it over the center line behind the Maryland cage. Puck taken, centered out in front, turned aside once more. Now once again, kept and trying to get it out of the zone. They cannot. This one squirts over the line, and this puck taken by UMBC to dump back into their own zone to retreat to a more defensive position to stop the upcoming Maryland rush. Knocked down along the boards, kept in, big hit. Along the boards, that will be Micah Temenak laying the hit down. Poschel trying to keep this puck along to the outside, can't get it. And still, it'll be Lee taking this puck over the line once more, dumping it to the middle. And just to the outside, they score! Ethan Freeze, his second of the game. The backhand slips through Evan Jones, and it is an 8-3 game, 1:55. To go in the second period. It is a 5-goal game, UMBC with their second of the period. Face-off now back at the point. UMBC trying to make something happen here. They've got a 3-on-1. Branston brings it in. That shot gets blocked. Big opportunity for UMBC as that shot is turned aside by Dimitrev, and he'll take it over the line himself. He'll drop it back looking for another goal for Maryland here as this shot deflected and turned aside by Brown once more. 90 seconds to go in the second period now as this puck is scrambled for behind the net. Now this puck will be taken by Dominic DeAngelis, dumping it into the zone, looking to make another goal here for UMBC as time winds down here in the second period. A big hit along the boards by Maryland. That is Cooper Fojas laying the hit on Dylan Schaub. Maryland now brings it back over the zone. This shot gets blocked. Pass gets deflected into the corner to be picked up by Ryan Schrott of the Terrapins. This puck back out to the point once more. Picked off, turned aside. Can't get it out of the zone quite yet. This puck will come back along the boards to be played by LeChasseur. They'll still battle for it on the boards once again. And Maryland will come back with it again. Looking to bring it over the line is Carter Kelly. Kelly still has it as he batters with DeAngelis along the point. This shot turned aside by Brown. The shot from Aiden Scott. Shot again from UMBC, deflects wide of the goal. Rather, shot by Maryland, deflects wide of the goal. Another battle for it along the boards. This puck trickles to the line to be covered by Sean Brown. 25 seconds to go in the second period. 8-3 for Maryland here. Started this period tied at one goal apiece, and so far it is 7 goals for Maryland versus 2 for UMBC. Maryland broke this game wide open in the first 4 minutes of the second period with 4 unanswered goals to make it a 5-1 game. Faceoff back in the UMBC zone again. This puck will come back to the point for Fojas. This shot from Kim right to the chest of Brown. He will cover once more with 19 seconds to go in the second period. Shots on goal to this point, 53 for Maryland and 28 for UMBC, as there will be another faceoff in the UMBC zone as they will try to make this. This shot goes wide from Hayden Kim once more as it now comes back to Fojas once more. Dumps it back behind the net. Lee able to clear it out of the zone. Kills off any Maryland assault here in the final seconds. Down to the final 5 seconds as Fojas will just deaden it on the boards and take us to the second intermission. That'll do it. Second period in the books, 7 goals for Maryland in the second period versus 2 for UMBC. It is an 8-3 hockey game with the third period coming up. UMBC with a big hole to climb out of in the final 20 minutes. Third period about to get underway here at the Ice Gardens in Laurel, Maryland. Maryland Terrapins lead UMBC 8-3 with 20 minutes to go. Opening faceoff of the third period is won by Maryland as they will bring it back into their own zone. Once more, this one will be taken and dumped in by Zach Brodsky, taking a hit by Ethan Fries along the way. This one will be taken by Brenner Branston. Branston has the puck stolen away from him, but Fries will take it back. Looking along for the outside, a potential break the other way for UMBC. Turned aside, down to the ice they go. 3-on-2 for Maryland the other way. Zach Brodsky cuts through the fence, deeks and can't get it through Brown. Brown tracked him with a pad and keeps it aside to keep this a 5-goal game. UMBC will take it back the other way. This is Branston with DeAngelis on the boards. Branston cuts to the middle. That shot turned aside by Evan Jones. Once again, UMBC keeping it in their own zone once more. Maryland now bringing it back the other way. Trevor Drake, 3 goals on the game, taking it down the middle himself. Drags it on his backhand, has it taken away. This shot followed up behind him by Zach Brodsky of the Terrapins. Fries will take it back the other way, dumped back down the ice once again, knocked off the puck once more as Drake brings it in for a 2-on-2. Drake takes it himself, taken away by Lewis. Can't find the puck. Maryland gets it back. A shot that goes wide from Jordan Kearney. Had the defense totally unaware, but just missed the net. This one will be dumped all the way back down by UMBC to be played behind the Maryland cage. Whistle here for an icing coming back down. We are 1 minute and 22 seconds into the final period, 8-3 for Maryland. The officials and the Maryland head coach having a bit of a talking to here. Not exactly sure as to what, but Maryland head coach upset about something here as we look to get underway once again here. Looks like a mistaken icing as the puck goes back to center ice once more to be played by Maryland. This one will now be Kearney bring it over for a shot that is turned aside by Sean Brown. He has been under barrage all night long. That will be shot number 56 that he has faced and save number 45. This draw is won by UMBC as Lee will take it on his backhand behind his own cage. Lee once again moves it back to the point. Now James Poschel has it along the outside in a 2-on-2, trying to dump it into his own zone. Shut down along to the outside, but able to get it behind the Maryland net. This one now will be picked up by Jordan Kearney of the Terrapins. Dumped along to the outside. Maryland dumps it into their own zone once more. Big hit from Poschel along the boards. Just missed, but rattles the glass nonetheless. Strong forward along the boards. Lee able to dig it out and able to get it out of the zone as Hayes just couldn't get it past number 12, Cooper Fojas. Lee will take it along the boards to the outside and dump it all the way back for Scott Collinson. Collinson will take it over the blue line himself, looking to cut to the middle, has it taken away by Declan Dimitrev of the Terrapins as Maryland brings it back the other way, trying to dump it in. That one is broken up by Brenner Granston. Granston moves it towards the center line himself, out of his own zone, over the center line and over the blue line himself. Tripped up, no call, knocked to the outside. A big hit on the boards on Dominic DeAngelis as Maryland takes the puck back in their own zone along the boards. UMBC will get the puck back. Krista Lewis in her own zone, looking to start a rush here. She'll bring it up the center line and look to dump it back to her partner defense, but gets taken away, a steal by Christian Jones. A shot from number 7, Carter Kelly. A good save for Sean Brown with the pad. Follows the shot the whole way. Back to the point one more time. This shot off the outside of the cage. Battling for it behind their own net. Tries a wraparound in front. Brown able to follow and make the save. Another disagreement behind the net as down goes Fojas behind the net, taking the big hit from Ethan Fries. Whistle blows. We will get another faceoff in the Maryland zone. It'll be Fries versus Kelly on this faceoff in the UMBC zone. Referee's waiting to drop the puck here. This draw won by Kelly for Maryland. The shot from the point turned aside and blocked. Another turnaround shot. That one saved once again by Brown as well. Just getting into the boards. Maryland picks it up once again. Big hit on the boards by DeAngelis on number 26, Robin Rodriguez, to knock that puck loose. A four-man scrum ensues on the boards. Maryland able to dig it free, trying to bring it around his backhand, still trying to set something up here as this one goes all the way back to the point for a shot that gets blocked into the corners. The shot from Joe Hutchinson turned aside into the corner, and a whistle here. Penalty looks like coming up on UMBC. Dominic DeAngelis goes to the box. Hooking the call, 2 minutes go up on the board. Maryland to the power play with 16:05 to go in period number 3, looking to make this a 9-3 game. This will be their fourth power play of the game. They are 1-3 so far. Lone goal coming from Trevor Drake, the hat trick goal. And Maryland will look to add to their lead here as DeAngelis goes to the box for hooking. The Drake and Freeze on this faceoff. Drake takes it for Maryland. This one will work it back to the point. This shot from the point gets turned aside, but picked up by number 39, Alex Dieta, on the boards. Dieta able to get it back and work it back to the point for Fojas. This one taken away by Lee. Lee's got a potential break on the shorthanded rush. He's got one man to beat with him, trying to cut it to his forehand. He's just not able to get that shot on goal, but still able to clear some precious time off the penalty kill as Maryland able to get it back the other way. Trying to dump it towards the middle to be taken behind the UMBC net and dumped out by Scotty Collinson. Puck does not get out of the zone. This one will still be kept in by Dimitrev. Dimitrev circles around looking for options at the point. Elects to send it behind his own cage. This one sent in front by Drake, turned aside. Whistle blown. Not quite sure what the stoppage is here. Puck comes off. The net comes off its moorings a bit here. They blow the play dead. Pass out at front from Trevor Drake, had no one home. Refs decided good time to stop the play there. Another face-off in the UMBC zone with 15:20 to go in the third period. 1:15 to go on the penalty kill for the Retrievers. Once again, it'll be Fries and Drake on the face-off. This draw will be won by Fries for UMBC, but taken away on the wings by number 39, Alex Dieta. This shot from the point trickles over the goal, lays on the back of the cage to be picked up by Drake again, makes a nice little spin move. And Granston tries to get out of the zone. Lee blocks it, but this one just able to get it out of the zone is Ethan Fries for UMBC. Maryland will reset for another attack as we are halfway through this penalty kill now. Maryland brings it over the line again. Trevor Drake at the point dumps it back once again for Cooper Fojas and to be cleared by Scott Collinson all the way back down. Maryland will start this rush once more with 40 seconds left. Pass fanned on by Fojas. Pressure goes on him by Brandon Feldman into his own boards. Pressure laid on by UMBC here as Maryland looks to start up another rush on the power play. This one brought over the center line by number 19, Zach Brodsky. Brodsky cuts to the middle to the outside. Loses it behind his own net, but gets it back on his backhand behind his own net, looking to set up a play here as Scotty Collinson breaks it up to the outside. Miscommunication along the boards. Maryland gets it back. trying to wrap this puck around to the middle. UMBC keeping them behind the net so far. Not a lot of chances so far for Maryland on this power play yet, as this one comes all the way back to the point. Penalty is over for UMBC. We are back to even strength as this one taken by Hayden Kim behind the Maryland cage. And we got another power play coming here. This one coming to UMBC. The penalty too looks like Trevor Drake of the Terrapins. Potentially a high stick coming here. Drake will go to the box. UMBC with an opportunity to get one back here on the power play. They kill off one and will get one of their own. Looking to make this a four-goal game, 13:53 to go in the final period. Penalty to number three, John Keston. A high stick, the call. UMBC will go to the power play here. 5 minutes go up on the board, a potential all-you-can-eat power play for UMBC here. If they score, this penalty will not stop. They can keep going the entire way. Maybe an opportunity to get some goals back here on a shorthanded Maryland squad as they will get their best players, their big guns, out onto the ice. Cranston, Lee, Freeze, and Jerome Lechesser. A major penalty to the Terrapins. Big opportunity here for UMBC as this puck comes to the point for Ryan Lee. Scrum for it along the boards with Maryland. Unable to get out of the zone as this puck circles its way back behind the net to be picked up by Philip Crum. Crum wheels it back to the point as this puck squirts over the line. Miscommunication on the pass taken by Brenner Granston. Granston will slow it down, wait for his team to get set up. Looks for a play to be set up here. Granston holds, calling a play here, looking to get everyone moving here. Holds it back behind his own cage. A line change coming here. Big miscommunication, killing precious time off this penalty for UMBC. Trying to get a play set up here. Granston is going to wheel it back to be taken by himself. He'll move this one ahead all by himself over the center line, over the blue line. Deeks around one, has it poked away, and nothing doing there as he guts right up the middle. Shut down by the Maryland penalty kill. This will now be taken by Dominic DeAngelis as he dumps it behind his net. Freeze will get it back at the point, looks to move it back for Ryan Lee. Circles back along the point, fakes the slap shot, moves it back for Lee. This one back to the point for Brenner Granston once more. Granston over to Lee, back to Freeze. Controls it with his skate with a shot, can't get enough of it, turned aside, but able to keep it in the zone and move it around on his backhand for another opportunity. Freeze at the circle with a shot turned aside by Evan Jones, and Maryland will just get this puck out of the zone to be pursued by Granston and played by Sean Brown. Another line change for UMBC here. Granston will just wait this one out. Slowly but surely bringing this puck over the center line himself. And now over the blue line looking to set up a play to the outside. Granston still has the puck and holds it over for Lee as this puck falls its way out of the zone. Granston clearly frustrated at this point. This puck is now brought in by Freeze, looking to make something happen here. Moves this puck on his backhand behind the net. Back to the point for Lee for a slap shot that gets turned aside. Flubbed it, and it'll be dumped all the way back down by Jordan Kearney. Brown will circle this one behind his own cage for Ryan Lee, looking to start another opportunity here. 2:45 left on the power play for UMBC, looking to get one back here. Granston will take it himself over the blue line. Set something here. Moves this puck on his forehand and has it poked away by Maryland once more. It's been a big penalty kill for Maryland here. Granston does not follow the play, and now Maryland will just kill off some time here on this penalty kill. Shorthanded opportunity for Maryland here as UMBC lackadaisical in their own zone. 5-2. Maryland comes out on top. UMBC able to get this puck back. Trip and falls on the ice. That will be Micah Temenak and a little divot in the ice, forced to dump the puck in. Puck unable to get out of the zone for UMBC. On the dump attempt by Maryland, this puck will be battled for along the boards by Gavin Hayes. Unable to get the puck out of their own zone, Maryland trying a centering pass to the middle, turned aside, and that will be cleared by Jordan Kearney for the Terrapins with 1:47 to go in the power play. Ethan Freeze will take this himself. Line changes for UMBC, looking to get some fresh legs on the ice with 10:30 to go in the second period. No goals to speak of yet here in the third period. Still 90 seconds left on this power play. This puck will be taken by Lewis on the boards. Lewis able to deke one, move it around to the point. This one now will be taken back and dumped out of the zone by Maryland. This one will be dumped in by Scotty Collinson, played behind the net by number 37, Joe Hutchinson of the Terrapins. He'll slow it down. UMBC will look for a line change. 1:10 to go in this power play. He'll throw it all the way down, and this one will be played by number 19, Scott Brodsky, with a shorthanded opportunity. Dekes around one, knocked down by number 7, Micah Temenak of the UMBC Retrievers. Dylan Schaub will pick this one up, looking for another opportunity. This puck in the air gets knocked down, played with a high stick. Faceoff coming here. Faceoff will be in the UMBC end with 49 seconds left on the power play for the Retrievers. 9:41 to go in the third period. Maryland still with an 8-3 lead. Maryland might have seems to have let off the gas a little bit. UMBC pushing maybe a bit too hard to get another one back in this game here. Penalty kill has been superb for the Terrapins so far, shutting down any attack that the Retrievers have had so far. Now this puck will be played by Brenner Granston behind the net. Looking to set up another opportunity here on the power play, trying to set up Scotty Collinson. That puck off the boards, picked off by Maryland. Trying to work it back again. This one will be taken by Brandon Feldman over the line, looking to make something happen. The shot goes wide of the goal. This one now picked up by Freeze. Freeze will work it back to the point and will slap one to the middle. That one is blocked by Zach Brodsky and sent into the corner to be played by Feldman once more. This one now back to Brenner Granston, spins around to the outside. A shot along the ice that gets turned aside and blocked by number 9, Declan Dimitrov. Granston gets it back at the point once more, has it taken away, battles for it with Trevor Drake. This one cleared ahead. Drake gets this puck out of the zone. Penalty is over. Maryland back to even strength. Backhand goes wide on the shot by number 9, Declan Dimitrov, looking for his second of the game, unable to convert on the backhand. Trevor Drake will play this behind his own net for Maryland, trying to wrap this one out in front. Centering pass turned aside by Brown, and he will cover for the whistle. UMBC unable to convert on the 5-minute power play. Score remains 8-3 with 8:31 to go in the third period. UMBC will win this draw to bring it out of their own zone. It will be Freeze once again, dumping this one back into his own zone. Played it to Crum, dumped into the corner, picked up by Maryland once again. Crum will bring it back and circle it around the boards once more. Scrum forward along the boards. This one will come free to be played by Ryan Lee. Battling for it here, has it taken away, able to keep it in his own zone still, but no help for him there as Maryland able to get it out. A potential breakaway here for Joe Hutchinson with a shot turned aside by Brown, leaks through him, but Lee is there to knock the puck out of the crease. Tries to dump it ahead to Philip Crum once more. Maryland able to get it back. 7:50 to go here in the third period. 8-3 for the Terrapins. UMBC just trying to get some goals back here. This one will now once again be played behind his own net by Ryan Lee, dumping it forward once more. This one Maryland will keep in the zone and come back to pile a Bosch behind the net. Scrum forward a bit here, a Bosch able to still pick it up, take it away by Ryan Lee, looking to start a rush for UMBC the other way to get a goal back here. 2-on-2 the other way, nice little drive by Ryan Lee, looking for options here. Takes it behind his own net, centering pass broken up by Christian Jones in front. And now this one will be kept in by Brady Toms for UMBC. Now played behind their own net. So he picked up by Toms again. His shot to the middle does not get through to Jones and kicked into the corner. Taken down on the ice. Referee does not have his hands up. And another... Nope, no penalty coming here as this puck squirts along the boards now. Maryland trying to get this puck out of their zone. Moved ahead to Christian Jones for a 1-on-2. Jones will cut to the middle on his forehand, take the shot that is turned aside by Brown. A nice little shot along the ice. Brown able to follow it the entire way as he has now faced 63 shots so far in this game, stopping 55 of them with 6:41 to go in the final period. Ethan Freeze and Kyla Bosch will take this draw together. This draw will be won by Freeze for UMBC. Throw one to the outside. Maryland able to keep it into the zone. This one will come back over for a shot that gets turned aside. The puck still loose in the crease, unable to get it loose. Puck still loose to the outside, still battling for it. And finally, Brown able to cover. Big scramble in front. Number 11, Jordan Kearney, unable to convert on his two opportunities. Brown shuts him down for both. 67 shots faced for Sean Brown so far. Maryland getting some fresh bodies out on the ice as this puck will stay in the offensive zone. Looking to make this a 9-3 game. Just over 6 minutes to play here in the final period. Draw is one to the outside. This one back to the point for Declan. Declan will move it back down to the point. Once again for Zach Brodsky. Brodsky on his backhand off the outside of the cage. This one will now be kept in by Collinson. The rebound. They score again to make it 9-3. Who other than Trevor Drake with his fourth goal of the game on the rebound of a Zach Brodsky shot. It is 9-3 in favor of the Terrapins. 6:09 to go in the third period. Big rebound by Brown. Drake uncovered in front of the net, pots the rebound. He's got four on the night and 5 points as Maryland takes a 6-goal lead with 6:09 to go for UMBC. Faceoff coming up once again here. That is the first goal of the period for either side. UMBC still looking for this first goal of the period. Maryland unable to not score on that one. A wide open net on a wide open rebound. 6 minutes to play here. 6-goal lead for the Maryland Terrapins. This puck will be circled once again around to the outside, brought in along the boards. 2-on-1, a potential break to the middle. That one turned aside by Brown on the breakaway. The backhand once again. Two chances for Zach Brodsky. Do not convert. And now it will be Ethan Freeze. Potential breakaway here, looking to get one back, trying to cut to his backhand. Oh, and a great save. A beautiful diving save by Evan Jones to shut him down on the backhand. Freeze almost had a wide open net, but Jones just followed him with the pad and is able to keep that puck out of his net. Drake wide open in front for 5 goals. 5 goals for Trevin Drake. It is 10-3 for Maryland. Wide open all alone. Nothing that Sean Brown can do on that one. 10-3 for the Maryland Terrapins. 5:21 to go in the third period. Trevor Drake with half of the goals for Maryland so far in this game. He's got 6 points on the night, and they don't come much easier than that one. All alone in front. Really nothing that Brown can do on that one. He is 3 feet from the net with all the time in the world to make as many moves as he wants. He scores on his backhand. 10-3. UMBC wins this faceoff to the outside. And once again, Lewis will dump it back down to the outside for Poschel, playing it along the boards. Poschel will dump it in behind his own net, trying to get it over to Gavin Hayes. Maryland will pick this one up after the save on Hayes by Evan Jones. Once again, back along to the outside to be played by Reuben Rodriguez, battling for it here. Krista Lewis with him and trying to keep it in, but can't, is number 18, Gavin Hayes, as that puck just squeaks out by him. Scotty Collinson moves it ahead, now to be taken by Lewis. Puck at the center line here. This one back for Collinson. Dumps it ahead once more. And dumped back forward into the Maryland zone. 4:30 to go in the game. Shot on goal from the corner. That one turned aside by Evan Jones. That one caught him by surprise, but he's able to still track it. Once again brought in by Maryland, number 25. Relays to the outside. That shot gets blocked by Lewis. Clearing attempt taken back by Maryland. And dumped back to the point to the outside. A big hit from Gavin Hayes on number 4, Andrew Cudd, at the point. Collinson will battle for the puck along the boards, taken back by Maryland. Looking to make something happen here to make it maybe 11-3 as this one back to the point for Cooper Fojas. The shot turned aside and saved by Brown with the glove. 3:57 remaining in this game. It is 10-3 for Maryland. This game changed entirely early in the second period. 4 goals straight for Maryland in about less than a minute span. And UMBC has been able to find the back of the net a couple times since, but Maryland has paced them the entire way. Ever since the start of the second period, it has been 9 goals for Maryland to 2 for UMBC. They have broke this game open in the second period, looking to make it 11 here on the backhand as that one turned aside again by Brown, as he is now up to 71 shots against on the night so far. Maryland keeps it in the zone once again. That one broken up and taken away. Maryland recovers it at the center line. This one will be taken by Joe Hutchinson. He'll take it over the line himself, going one-on-one with Lee. Lee blocks that shot into the corner. Hutchinson will get it back in the corner. This one will be taken by number 13, Kyla Busch. The wraparound attempt turned aside by Brown, and once again, dumped aside. Another scrum along the boards. This one dumped all the way to the outside to be taken by Micah Temenak. Temenak will dump it back to the outside, clears it out of the zone, just out of the reach of Dylan Schaub, as Maryland picks up the puck again, as we are now under 3 minutes to play in this game. This one will now be taken once again by Schaub. He'll feed it on over to Philip Crum, and as shot gets blocked, Maryland unable to clear it out of the zone. Puck played behind the own net to be played by Joe Hutchinson once again. Big hit along the boards, frustration boiling over. Crum with the big hit on number 37, Joe Hutchinson. Lee will move it back to the point. UMBC still has this puck in their own zone. Maryland unable to clear here as this one is kept in by Lee. Darts to the middle with a shot that is blocked into the glove of Evan Drake. Does not cover. Feeds it to the outside. UMBC still with this puck in their own end here, looking to make this a 10-4 game now, as we are just over 2 minutes to play here in the third period. Maryland now finally still cannot get this puck out of the zone, kept in, but the turnover there will get that puck out of the zone. Another rush the other way for Maryland. This one will be brought ahead by Kyle Abosch for the Terrapins. That one will be broken up once again by none other than Ryan Lee. He has that puck stripped from him by Ryan Trott. Trott will bring it in, looking to make something happen here, as he has Abosch open in the middle of the net, and a good save by Evan Brown on the cross-crease pass. Keep this a 10-3 game. 1:40 to go in the third period. Lee will dump it ahead, just out of the reach of Ethan Freeze, to be played by Maryland defenseman Zach Brodsky. Declan Dmitriev dumps it ahead. This pass is blocked and picked up by Lee. Lee, once ahead, moves it forward to Borzingis. And now all alone is number 25's Ryan Trott, looking to make something happen here again. This pass just out of the reach of Carter Kelly, all alone on the far boards. UMBC able to get back and break that play up, and we are now up to 60 seconds left in the third period. UMBC still battling for this one along the boards, trying to get at least one back here in the final minute. Big hit on the boards by Dominic DeAngelis. And number 9, Declan Dmitriev. Big save by Brown on number 25 in front. Down goes Ryan Trott. UMBC clearly frustrated. 45 seconds to go. Slashes, face washes, and DeAngelis taking on three guys by himself in front. Rips off the helmet of Ryan Trott. Still talking with Declan Dmitriev. These guys will not be coming back onto the ice for the rest of the night. Only 45 seconds to go here. Scotty Collinson will go to the box along with DeAngelis. And they're going to get an earful from the Maryland players here. Up 7 goals and 45 seconds to go. Ryan Trott still feeling free to blow kisses to the penalty box for some reason, but and the scrum took place in front of the own net. DeAngelis taking on all of Ryan Trott and Declan Dmitriev and another unknown player for the Terrapins. He'll go to the box. 2 minutes up on the board and 5 minutes up on the board. It will be a 5-on-3 for the final 45 seconds of this game for Maryland. This is not the final meeting between these two teams. They will play again in November. And if Maryland decides to score a couple here, I'm sure that will carry over into the next matchup as well. They will have plenty of open ice to work with here. 40 seconds to go in this game. Goal now for UMBC just to keep the puck out of the net and survive these final seconds. As this game winds down to a close with 30 seconds to go, Maryland will still move it in here. This one will be brought in by number 10 with a slap shot turned aside. Shot by Jones turned aside. This puck works behind the net. Jones will battle for it with Freeze behind the net. Still scrumming for it along the boards. This one will come all the way to Lewis. She'll try to clear it but can't get it out. This one kept in by Declan and dumps it into the point. Turned aside by Brown on the shot by Dimitrev again. This one, the wraparound turned aside. Freeze will pick it up. 2 seconds and one, and this game in the books. Maryland Terrapins, 10-3 winners over UMBC in this season opener. 10-3, the final score. 5 goals for Trevor Drake of the Terrapins, scoring half of the goals. 2 goals for Ethan Freeze and for UMBC. Philip Crum with the other. Sean Brown facing 72 shots, stopping 62 of them. Final score 10-3 for Maryland. These two will meet again in November. UMBC will be back in action on the road tomorrow night. We will be back with another UMBC home game next week, Saturday, October 9th at 9 p.m. Hope to see you at the Ice Gardens for that one as UMBC takes on Loyola University again Saturday, October 9th at 9 p.m. I have been Griffin Youngs. Thank you so much for joining me for the season opener for your UMBC ice hockey season, and I will catch you all next week when UMBC faces off against Loyola.